I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask that smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And more importantly, thank you to you. There is no show without you. And if you want to participate in the show, it's very simple. You can call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I am everywhere, all over the place on social media. That's at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief online. You know, a guy called yesterday and said, I want to know what the hell this guy looks like. Well, go for it. Knock yourself out. Just a black guy with an afro. Just go for it. Here I am. Anyway, someone who doesn't have an afro is Kristaps Porzingis. I don't think he can grow one. Kristaps Porzingis is reportedly on his way to the Boston Celtics. We're going to talk about that momentarily. We open up the show because I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We talked about the NBA draft. It's Victor Wembanyama and friends. His friends, Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller, Thompson twins, and after that you could just flip a coin. It's a bunch of other guys in the draft that you have probably never seen play in your life. NBA draft, it should be fun tomorrow. Let's see what these guys are wearing. Somebody's gonna wear shorts, somebody's gonna wear pink, somebody's gonna have on grills. It's just gonna look like a crap show, but that's besides the point. We told you, I didn't update you on Tyreek Hill. I might as well tell you now. Tyreek Hill is not going to face any type of criminal charges, but he allegedly got on a boat at a marina that wasn't his. He wasn't supposed to be on. The guy working at the marina allegedly told him to get off the boat. It's not yours. And while being ushered off of the boat, Tyreek Hill allegedly said, I can buy this whole boat and you if I want to, and proceeded to allegedly slap the dude on the back of the neck. No criminal charges, and I guess the world will continue to go on. I told you about Penny Hardaway. He's going to be banned 3 games from the start of Memphis season as their head coach because Penny Hardaway, instead of meeting a prospect, a high school prospect at school, Penny Hardaway met the family of the prospect at their house. Thank you, NCAA, for your rules. Real nice. Penny Hardaway will be okay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to pick up the phone lines, and then I have to tell you about this can be called a blockbuster trade. Kristaps Porzingis, the Boston Celtic. Talk about that momentarily. Let's go to Louisiana and talk to T. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, T?
Hey, what's up, JR? Good evening.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Just two things, man. Update on the Jell-O Shot, Rocco's Jell-O Shot competition.
What?
LSU fans up to 26,000. And next time you're in Louisiana, one day I'll text you a producer, give you my number. I'd love to take you eat out, man. Especially
where? In LSU. Wait. You did you just invite me to a Jello shot competition in Baton Rouge?
No. I'm just updating you on the Jello shot competition in Omaha.
Why are you so interested? This is in Lafayette.
I know. I want to take you to eat out in Lafayette, is what I'm saying.
Okay. But why are you telling me? Why do you keep telling me about Jello shots? You like that?
Kind of.
I don't know if I want to ask any more questions, T.
No, man. We smoking Ole Miss record right now. 18,000 last year. You know we drink in Louisiana, man.
I do. But I mean, Jello. I haven't had a Jello shot in, I don't know. Hey, Shep.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you had a Jello shot?
It's been a minute, T. I mean, it's not something that we did probably since we were in college.
Okay. Well,
what you put in your Jello? You got vodka in there?
Oh, they make them with all kind of stuff.
Oh wow. Okay. Now I know why you're interested.
Different flavors, different. Just Google it. Rocco's Challenge.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna Google it. Because if you keep telling me about Jello shots, if I Google it, my phone is not going to break, right? Nothing crazy is going to pop up?
No.
That's a crazy giggle. All right. Well, thank you, T. No, you have anything sports-related, or you just want to talk to me about alcohol?
No. I really meant what I said. If you come to Lafayette, Louisiana,
right,
I'll buy you dinner.
Well, listen, bro. You don't got to convince me. I like to eat. So stay tuned, T. I plan on being in Louisiana soon. I don't know about Lafayette, but I'll be back soon, okay?
Okay, buddy. Love your show, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you for listening. Shout out to everybody out there on them Jello shots. I haven't had a Jello shot in forever, man. I don't even know last time I had Jello. Just give me the alcohol. Just shoot it in my veins. I don't want no Jello shot. What is it called? Rocco? Chef, what do you say? Rocco's Challenge?
Yeah, it sounds like a cartoon.
Oh, Rocco's. I remember Rocco's. Was he a wallaby?
Rocco's Modern Life.
Is a wallaby, right?
I believe so.
The hell is a wallaby? Something I found. What is it? A furry rat in Australia? He's like a kangaroo's cousin, right? A wallaby? I think he's an undeveloped kangaroo. Anyway.
You could call him a wallaby. You were 1,000% right.
Yeah, so undeveloped. He's a bootleg kangaroo. He's small, right?
It really kind of launched the foundation for SpongeBob.
What?
It launched SpongeBob, essentially.
Rocco's Modern Life?
Yeah.
So a wallaby to a sea sponge?
Well, listen, I don't make the rules. I'm just going with what I'm reading right now because I haven't researched Rocco's Modern Life ever, so.
Listen, some of these folks who made these cartoons, man, they must have been high as hell. They must have been on these Jello shots.
They made a lot of money doing it, so.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Adults made money off of this stuff. Adults.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm going to come up with something ridiculous. I'm going to make a cartoon about Jello shots. It'd be walking, talking Jello shots that visit colleges. Let's see if I can make money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into Kristaps Porzingis going to the Celtics momentarily. And no, please, I didn't take any Jello shots tonight. And then at the top of the hour, as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the biggest draft steals in NBA history. You heard that correctly. Victor Wembanyama, ain't no stealing about him. It's just if his body can stay healthy. But we're going to look at some dudes selected in the draft who have had some amazing careers. And they didn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. We'll get there. But now for Kristaps Porzingis. This afternoon, minding my business, just rolling around town, I learned, like everybody else, that this deal, reported trade details. Oh, Shep, did the deal, is it still happening? Oh, no, what's going on?
Is it still happening?
I'm looking. It says trade details prior to deal falling through. Oh, my God. Chris, this is not happening. Oh, no. Three-way Porzingis to Celtics deal falls apart. Boston-Washington deal or new third team possible. And so this is what took place earlier this afternoon. It was reported that we had a three-team deal between the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Washington Wizards. That was the three teams that were to be involved. And how about this? A little bit of breaking news on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And the deal ultimately said that Kristaps Porzingis was going to be moving on and be traded. Man, it's just so much crap on this stupid screen here. Kristaps Porzingis was going to move from Washington to Boston. And that Malcolm Brogdon was going to go to the Clippers. And that the Washington Wizards were going to get Marcus Morris, Danilo Gallinari, and the 30th pick from the Clippers. But now it's been reported that that deal has fallen apart. And that they're trying to get a third team in there. And so no more Los Angeles Clippers here as a part of the deal. And I think the largest issue here, or not the largest issue, is if Kristaps Porzingis goes to the Celtics, does he really help? If Kristaps Porzingis, if this deal comes back to life, does Kristaps Porzingis, all 7'3" of him, is he going to help out Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? And the answer, I think, is maybe. Maybe.
When he's healthy, JR, you don't believe he is a solid, legitimate number three option, something they do not have, respectfully, in Marcus Smart and Al Horford?
That's why the answer is maybe.
Right.
Because thinking about Kristaps Porzingis and healthy is a difficult thing to do. He would be perfect if he just played basketball. Can you rely on him at 7'3"? It's amazingly, this is wild. Kristaps Porzingis has been in the NBA since 2015. It's already 2023. Kristaps Porzingis is getting ready to turn 28 in August. A little more than a month from now, Kristaps Porzingis is going to be 28. He's already blown out his ACL with the New York Knicks. He tore his meniscus with the Dallas Mavericks. In both cases, nobody touched him. He's just in thin air moving around, and his 7'3" body just fell to pieces. And this is what people are just rightfully so fearful of with Victor Wembanyama. And Victor Wembanyama is reportedly an inch taller, reportedly possibly 2 inches taller. And we know this at 19 years old, probably still going to grow taller than Kristaps Porzingis, who is 7'3" and moves around the court. He ain't no Sean Bradley out there. Kristaps is, and he's not as athletic as when he first came out. Kristaps Porzingis was flying to the basket, put back dunks, flying for block shots. His game a little bit slower now. He's going to get his blocks in. He's going to play great defense, and as you should at 7'3". But I'd hate to say this. Kristaps Porzingis is like, he's like a ticking time bomb, man. Kristaps Porzingis is just, it's not a matter of if, it's like a matter of when. Last season, probably the best season of his career, played 65 games for the Washington Wizards. He shot 38% from three. He averaged 23 points. He actually rebounded the ball, ate a game. He blocked a shot and a half. He's good. am I going to trust him to do that more than 60 games? I don't think so. His rookie year for the New York Knicks, he played 72 games. 66 games. Then he tore his ACL. And then he missed an entire season. And then he came back, and then he tore his meniscus. And what am I expecting from Kristaps? If he was healthy, he'd be great for the Celtics. He'd add rim protection. He'd be able to knock down threes. You'd have to count on him. Brown and Tatum could do what they want and just say, hey, you stand over there, just or stand on the side, stand at the elbow, let us go to work. And now we have to see what this deal looks like. Malcolm Brogdon was supposed to go to the Clippers, but it appears the Clippers are no longer a part of this deal. I think somehow, some way, Porzingis will still go to the Celtics, whether they have to introduce a third team or not. And so, yeah, this is exciting if Kristaps is healthy. How they fill out the rest of the roster, that'll be interesting. You don't trade for Kristaps Porzingis and not give him a contract extension. Jaylen Brown, I don't know if he's going to get all this money. He's going to be eligible for almost $300 million on a five-year extension. Jason Tatum next year, in line for north of a $300 million contract. These deals are nuts. And then you're trading for Kristaps Porzingis? You're going to have to give him a contract extension. Grant Williams can basically disappear off the face of the earth. You have Marcus Smart there. Al Horford eventually, he ain't going to play forever. And so, yeah, Porzingis, he makes sense for the Celtics if he's healthy. And good luck on that. We don't know if that'll be the case. And so what we thought was a three-team trade, the Celtics, the Clippers, the Wizards, that trade momentarily is off. Kristaps Porzingis, not officially, not certain to be a Boston Celtic. And the Boston Celtics right now are trying to figure out how to make this deal without the Los Angeles Clippers. So whatever you heard earlier in the day, the deal fell through, and there's still work to be done to make Porzingis a Boston Celtic. I think they'll make it happen. I think he'll put on the green and white. It's just a matter of how many games he does it. And if you're the Celtics, like, what do you have to lose, right? They do need a point guard. They need somebody to handle the ball. I don't know if Peyton Pritchard is going to be the dude. But Porzingis, I like the move. I like the move. Ain't got no choice. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Porzingis? If he goes to Boston, is he helping them out? And if you're the Celtics, is it worth it? It's a lot of money between Tatum, Brown, and whatever the hell you got to pay Porzingis. Because he ain't coming cheap either. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, these trades and these moves, man. Welcome to NBA draft time. And get ready to try to keep up. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. I'll give you more of an update on this Porzingis situation. And we'll talk about what's going on out in Los Angeles with those Clippers and Paul George and Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you, buddy? I really appreciate your show, night in and night out. I agree with the last caller. Once again, from Seattle, you do a good common sense approach to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've had a little bit of news. what we thought earlier was a three-team trade between the Boston Celtics, the Washington Wizards, and the Clippers is temporarily off. It's done. Porzingis was supposed to go to the Boston Celtics. Malcolm Brogdon was supposed to go to the Los Angeles Clippers. And the Washington Wizards were supposed to get, who cares what they get? They're going to be a bunch of losers for a while. But for right now, the Clippers said, no, no mas, we done. And so as it's been reported, Woj says the Wizards are trying to still work on a trade to get Kristaps to the Celtics. Kristaps Porzingis has an opportunity to either opt in or opt out of his contract. So he's in the final year of that $158 million deal that he signed with the Mavs. And so they're trying to either trade him and extend him, or Kristaps can still opt out and become a free agent. Now, the Celtics has been reported that they didn't want to wait any deeper into Wednesday night on completion of the three-way trade, and they decided to tell the Clippers, screw you. And so the Wizards and the Celtics are working on revised scenarios now. So likely means trying to get another team involved. Now, look, Kristaps Porzingis has had his injury issues. He played 65 games last season for the Washington Wizards, which is a success, averaged about 23 points, shot about 38-39% from downtown, grabbed about 8 rebounds, blocked about a shot and a half per game, and I think he would fit in well with the Celtics. You just have to cross your fingers that he can last and stay healthy, knowing that he ain't going to play every game. You just better hope that he doesn't go down with a catastrophic injury. But for being 7'3", come on, it's more likely than somebody smaller. It's just the facts. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kyle, he's calling from Maine. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kyle?
How we doing, JR?
Good.
I'm just calling in. I'm a big Celtics fan. Been a fan all my life. I'm just calling in. Do you think there's any chance here that the Kristaps trade's got caught up because the Celtics are going for CP3 too? Maybe like maybe a Brogdon, Grant, Pritchard, and their pick?
I don't think so. If I have to think about Chris Paul, I don't know. If I'm the Boston Celtics, I don't know if I want him in the building. I think he slows the team down. I think you have a personality like his with the two younger guards who are both trying to exert dominance over it being their team. I don't know if Chris Paul being in the building is going to work out for the Celtics. So, no, I don't think that's the case at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe you could level them out a little bit. I mean, I guess he's better than Smart. You know what I mean? Smart isn't a great leader, admittedly.
Wait, Chris Paul better than Marcus Smart?
Well, no, I'm saying I feel like Chris Paul would be a better leader than Marcus Smart in the locker room. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't. It's not necessarily about being a leader, but it's the style of play. Look, at this point of Chris Paul's career, I would expect him to go out and give you 10 to 15 points, and I don't know, 8 to 12 assists per game, depending on the situation and place that he's at. And I'd also expect him to get kind of beat defensively. But he commands control of the basketball. Like, he's going to want to set things up. He's not parking himself at the three-point line. A lot of his shots come on mid-range jumpers. And so if I'm playing with two wing players in Tatum and Brown, I don't know if I want him on the basketball court taking the ball out of their hands, because ultimately they're going to be the ones to score it. And then B, it's not about being a leader. It's the personality. He's been top dog, man. He's been the guy. And as he gets older, it's not like his reputation is diminishing or he's willing to accept a smaller role off the bench. He's going to attract attention. He's an old sage, but I don't know if he fits, man. I'd stay away from him.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Brown and Tatum aren't great off-ball players either way, and you're right. Paul's a little more ball dominant than Smart, so yeah, I probably wouldn't be a fit. I was just wondering if you thought maybe that was part of the trade here, if we could get Chris Paul in there. But
no,
I appreciate it, JR.
Thank you, Kyle. It's going to be very, very interesting just what takes place with Chris Paul, what takes place with the Clippers. I actually think the opposite. I'm believing that one of the reasons that, you know, maybe the Clippers got cold feet or the Celtics were sick and tired of waiting on the Clippers was Malcolm Brogdon to the Clippers. What does that mean for a potential Chris Paul move? What does that mean for a Russell Westbrook return? And what does this mean for a Paul George trade? We've heard that already. Like, the Clippers are interested in potentially separating Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Well, you know what? I talked about this earlier in the show. This year's NBA draft comes across as real top heavy. Like, there's going to be names that you've heard of taking at the top. And then as you continue on through the draft, you're just going to go, who the hell is this guy? But I think a big storyline, what trades take place tomorrow? What trades take place and what really starts to set up, you know, the NBA for the free agency period and the trade period? It's kind of wild out here right now. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony's calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, JR, how are you?
Good, man. Shoot.
Look, this is bold, but Porzingis to the Celtics, if it goes through, I think he could have almost an Andrew Wiggins, Aaron Gordon-esque third option for the Celtics and almost revitalize his career. Bold, I know. But
no,
if he
I don't think
healthy,
it's bold. He has to play, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, he played a good amount. If the Celtics would get 60 games out of him, I think they would be fine with that.
I think that's all you can reasonably expect is that 60 to 65, and you better hope he doesn't, A, sprain an ankle, B, someone fall into his legs. Look, Kristaps Porzingis, I've met him. I met him once. He had to take three steps back and bend over, lean forward to talk to me. Like, he's a freak, man. And so I don't care if he's 7'3 and a guy defending him is 6'6. Everybody is leaning into the lower part of his body. And so it takes one hit, one nudge, one lean in. Like, even his injuries have been non-contact, both the tear of his meniscus and his ACL. So, look, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I don't think Kristaps is any exception. But if I'm the Celtics, yeah, I would take the risk. I don't think they have anything to lose in that regard, Anthony.
Well, yeah, kind of to go off of that, what other third option do you think the Celtics could get at a cost of only Malcolm Brogdon? You know, I like Brogdon, but to bring in someone like Porzingis, and it feels like they're not really giving up that much, I mean, other than salary cap, which
you got to spend to win. So I agree with you. I have no idea who else they could bring in that would be available to make a difference. And I think Kristaps is, he helped solve two to three issues. I mean, defensively, all he has to do is lift his arms up. He's going to knock down a shot. He's going to help out in on offense and defense, and he's not necessarily going to command the ball. So, hey, good move if they can complete it. I'll be real interested to see what takes place over the next several days to get this done. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate you.
Thanks, JR. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the draft. I just mentioned the Los Angeles Clippers. So many questions. What happens with Paul George? What happens potentially with Chris Paul? What happens with Russell Westbrook? How the hell are the Clippers going to fit any of these dudes on one roster? I don't know. It is the Clippers. And then at the top of the hour, you know this already, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the biggest draft steals in NBA history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Man, I'm good. I'm so excited to be on your show. I listen to you every night on my way home from work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout out to everybody out there on that road, going to and from work, getting that money, whatever you getting at. Appreciate you for taking some time to allow me to keep you company. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS at the top of the hour. So in about 15-20 minutes from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the biggest draft steals that the NBA has ever seen. Guys who you had no idea why they fell to where they did, but they had or are having some amazing careers. Before we went to break, we gave you an update on everything going on with that Kristaps Porzingis trade to the Boston Celtics. It's been reported that that trade has fallen through due to involvement with the Clippers. And so the deal is currently off between Boston and the Wizards. They're still trying to work out a way to get Kristaps Porzingis up to Boston and to offload his contract, his option, and at least get something in return. So is it involving a third team that does not happen to be the Clippers? We'll find out sooner than later. At the end of the day, Kristaps Porzingis can really still opt out of his contract and become a free agent. Let's see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. One thing that did take place with the Clippers out, it just begs just more questions. We know that Chris Paul was sent to the Wizards. We know Chris Paul, there is no way in hell he's going to suit up and play for the Wizards. If I'm Chris Paul, you would think he wants to go to the Lakers or the Clippers. Here's the thing. The Clippers, they still have or they can bring back Russell Westbrook. And if you are the Clippers, before things went to the toilet, they traded for Malcolm Brogdon in this announced trade from earlier today, or this proposed trade. And so what the Clippers are doing, I have no idea. And then we got last night, we heard word that they're interested in potentially getting Paul George and Kawhi Leonard to separate and just getting Paul George out of the building. And so the Clippers are here ready for a reset. They're just always going to be the Clippers, aren't they? There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. And so if they bring in Chris Paul, what happens to Westbrook? Where does Westbrook go? What team would want Westbrook? He played pretty well for the Clippers after the whole scenario with the Lakers. It's just, Clippers are still a mess, man. Even when it looks like they're going to have things together, they just still fall apart. I want you to listen to Russell Westbrook at the end of the season about his experience with the Clippers and just what may come. Listen to this.
It started off difficult, you know, being honestly. but I'm so grateful and blessed to end up in a situation where just allowed to be myself and been able to be brought in with open arms, allow me to go out and play and compete. And I'm super grateful, you know, just for that. And, you know, I'm happy and blessed to be able to finish another season. Not the result that, you know, myself or nobody wanted, but just for me personally, it's been a roller coaster, mentally, emotionally, for me, and not just me, but for my family, for my close ones, even for my kids, man. It's a lot of emotions for me, honestly. So I'm just grateful to be able to be sitting here and being able to finish the season.
That's a lot of ums. Terrible. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What's going to be even more terrible is if he's once again looking for a team. Damn, Russell. Everett is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Everett?
JR, how you doing this evening, my friend?
I'm good.
Listen, I just want to talk a little bit about the NBA draft. And you know, here in South Carolina, young man who should have been just coming out of high school, who actually committed to North Carolina, talking about G.G. Jackson, and transferred back to South Carolina and actually played this past season as basically a senior in high school. And now we're talking about the NBA draft. And I start, you know, I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I'm really hard on the young man trying to make a living, but I think somebody's been reading some bad clips. I saw him previously in when they played Alabama last year, and the kid from Alabama took him to the outhouse and beat him like he was
Brandon Miller?
Yes.
Okay,
but,
yes.
You know, we look back and flashback to years, you know, previously, and guys that came out of South Carolina that were very young. I remember Jermaine O'Neal coming out of Eau Claire High School with Coach George Glimp. You know, Portland drafted him, set him on the bench for a couple of years, and maybe the light probably finally went off for him. And then we look at Kevin Garnett out of the Spartanburg area here in the upper part of the state of South Carolina. Those are two guys that come to mind that really sat around for a while before the light went off. And I really think tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when the NBA draft comes, everybody's talking about he's a first-round pick. I just don't see it. He has a great upside at 6'8". He can put it on the floor. He can shoot it. But, you know, he'd have been better off staying in college and playing another year in college than going to, say, potentially getting drafted, and they ship him off to the G League. What are your thoughts?
Hey, listen, man, it happens. I said that the draft tomorrow is top-heavy. I mean, a lot of these dudes, like – Their projects, especially for this draft. Look, I talked about the Thompson twins last hour. I've seen them play here in Atlanta. And I'm watching them play, and there's NBA scouts in the building, and there's presidents in the building from NBA teams. And look, I ain't no scout. I think I know enough if I see something. I've seen enough basketball live and in person in my life. And I'm going, what the hell is so spectacular about these dudes? Like, they're fundamentally sound, they're big athletes, and that's why they're prospects. I mean, every single NBA draft is littered with names and individuals who were selected at one place and amounted to nothing. And so just because you get drafted, A, doesn't mean you're going to stick. It doesn't mean you're going to have a great career. You can look up and down a lot of drafts and, yeah, it ain't too hot, man. So I don't think that's anything that's really new in the course of the league. Hey, Everett, thank you for calling from Columbia. Tony is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you, JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you. What's up?
Listen, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, but we're talking about the Clippers. Okay, first of all, Kawhi played when he want to play. Paul George, overrated. That just keep where he's overrated. And as far as Westbrook, I don't even want to comment on him. So just tell me what you think, man. I think they're never going to win it. They're never going to win a championship with them two playing together. George and Kawhi, all they together, they're never going to win a championship. Tell me what you think, Gerald. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. They don't play. How are you going to win anything? You don't play no basketball games. Forget with each other. They just don't play. Carlton is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carlton?
Yes. Tell me about the Wizards. Wizards, what you think they're going to do? And I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, no, don't hang up. It's not going to be long. I think the Wizards are going to suffer for a few years.
Okay.
That's it, man. I'm not going to sit here and BS you. There ain't not a damn thing going on with the Washington Wizards that I have cared about for the past, I don't know, forever. And I think that's going to hold true into the future because they are stripping things down. And they are going to be naked, and not the fun type of naked. They're going to be terrible and ugly.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You got another team that you can root for?
No.
Well, that sucks. Do you like the Commanders?
No. Raider fan.
Oh, well, that also sucks. Hey, Carlton, you're going to have to find some better teams, man.
Yeah. Ever since 67, I've been a Raider fan.
Okay. Well, that's – Well, you have something to lean back on. This ain't the 70s, though. Sorry, Carlton.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
No problem. Damn, that was depressing. Ugh. I feel bad for Wizards fans. I got to be honest. The Wizards haven't had nothing entertaining worth watching for years, man. For years. Look, when I'm in D.C., I walk by whatever they call that stupid thing, MCI, Verizon, whatever they call it. I walk by it, and I'm just like, do I want to go inside? I'm like, the answer's no. No thanks. No thanks. I'm just, they got a burger place across the street. I'm just going to go sit down there instead. Like, I don't want to see the Wizards play. For what? And I don't care. Who they bringing in next year? Who's going to sell tickets at the Wizards games? Nobody. Nobody. Marlon is here from Detroit. Go ahead, Marlon.
Hey, how are you doing, JR? I'm pleased to hear your show. I had a few questions I wanted to ask you about the American League Central.
Okay. Well, we're up against the break. What's your main overall question? And hopefully I have an answer.
Okay. The Detroit Tigers are 9 games under 500.
Yes.
And they're only 3 games out of first place.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about the American League Central going to the playoffs with any team with a losing record? And I was hoping
I don't think the winner of the Central is going to have a losing record. I think by the time we get through the rest of the summertime, either Cleveland or Minnesota is going to come out on top. You know, maybe the Chicago White Sox are in too deep of a hole. And then Detroit, man, they're probably going to be a whipping boy throughout the rest of the summertime. I wouldn't put too much stock into them, man. I really wouldn't. I appreciate you, Marlon.
Well, they are like 3,000-1 to win the Central. So,
well, it's still the Tigers, Marlon. I'm sorry about that, brother. My apologies, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Since we want to talk about odds, when we come back, I'm going to give you a new top 6 list. We're going to look at some of the biggest draft steals in NBA history. Don't move.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.